أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ناجيتم الرسول فقدموا بين يدي نجواكم صدقة ذلكم خير لكم وأطهر فإن لم تجدوا فإن الله غفور رحيم. In the previous ayats we read that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, always tried to cause harm to Islam and the Muslims. One of the ways they used to do it also was to ask for private consultation, meeting with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the object in that was that the Muslims do not get a fair chance to be close to Nabi and to discuss with him. They used to waste the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with unnecessary things. And having private consultation, they would then try and make themselves known that they are very favorites and very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even some simple-minded Muslims should also, for trivial matters, used to consult with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam privately. And this caused great difficulty because the sincere Muslims who had to consult, they would not just get easily an opportunity. And also many times Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in many other important work, and from that he had to take out time to give these people for the private consultation. And also that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he wanted to be alone, to make the zikr ibadat of Allah Ta'ala to rest, they imposed upon him. And due to his politeness and kindness and sincerity, he would not refuse anyone. So Allah Ta'ala intervened and Allah revealed the rule that now from now, whenever you want to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam privately in consultation, first you must give some sadaqah, some charity to the poor and needy. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha najaytumur rasool. Ey iman walo, jab tum kaan mein baat kehna chaho rasool ke, say, oh, to those of you who believe, now from now onwards this ruling has been made. Though it was a very temporary ruling, but the purpose and object of it was achieved. That if you want to speak to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam privately, then فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقًا. To aage bhejo apni baat kehne se pehle khairat. Then give some charity first before you go and meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though this command was abrogated, it was cancelled as far as practice is concerned. But even till today, a person will find great great benefit, and it is an adab and etiquette that when we are at Masjid al-Nabawi and we want to go and read Salatu Salam on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then give some charity, give some sadqah away. And the best to give it is to those who are working in the haram, who are doing the zamzam water cleaning, etc. Give some charity, even if it is 1 riyal, 5 riyals, whatever it is. A person will find that his salatu salam takes on much more greater value when he has given this charity. With regard to this charity, Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَطْحَرٌ. Ye behtar hai tumhare haq mein aur bahut sutra. This is better for you as far as you are concerned, and it is a purifier, and it is a very good thing for you to do, giving this charity before going to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama have written, there are many, many advantages in this. One is that it is a service to the poor and needy Muslims, especially those who were ashab-e-suffa, who did not have any source of income or anything. And there were many other people who just stayed in the masjid all the time, used to make i'tikaf and just engage in ibadah. So by giving it to those people, and in today's times, like giving it to the workers who are cleaning the masjid, they do earn their wages, but it is not there so much that they earn. So it is a help to them. Secondly, any charity a person gives, and when a Muslim gives, he gives with the niyat of sawab to for the pleasure of Allah. So that purifies his heart. Sadaqah is one great means of self purification, of islah, of tazkiyah. I give many places in the Quran Allah has referred to it that it is purification of the heart. Thirdly, it was an easy way to distinguish between the munafiqeen and the Muslims. A munafiq who doesn't say, he hasn't got yaqeen, is going to get sawab on it. So for him it is very difficult to give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But a mu'min who knows he is giving actually to Allah Ta'ala, though the outward form is a poor person, or it is a masjid or madrasa, but actually he is giving to Allah, and Allah has termed it a loan. And the reason why Allah termed it a loan is that a loan has to be repaid, and nobody can repay how Allah Ta'ala repays. And Allah doesn't just repay on time, but Allah repays with much, much more than what you gave him. And the other great benefit was that it reduced the number of consultations, private consultations with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving him more time to see to the affairs of the Muslims, for his ibadah, for his rest, etc., for his family members. It helped in that way also. So Allah says, ذَلِكَ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ وَأَثْهَرُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Phir agar na paon to Allah bakhshne wala meherban hai. However, if it is a person who is a very poor person who cannot give any charity whatsoever, then no problem. It is not compulsory on that person. He will find that Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. And further, Allah Ta'ala says, أَأَشْفَقْتُمْ أَن تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقَاتِ. کیا تم ڈر گئے کہ آگے بھیجا کرو کان کی بات سے پہلے خیراتے. What, have you become afraid? Has it become difficult for you that you should give some charity, some sadaqah, before you go and meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in private consultation? So if this has become difficult for you, as mentioned, this was a very temporary command from Allah Ta'ala in practicality. فَإِذْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَسَوْجَبْتُمْ نَا كِيَا. So when you did not do it, Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali writes on this, that this shows that it was just a temporary command just to regulate the private consultations with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it has come in a hadith that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I was the only one that practiced on this, that I had the opportunity of giving some charity before privately meeting with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you did not do it, then don't worry. Wataba Allahu alaikum. Allah has forgiven you for all that. For whatever errors you might have made, Allah has forgiven you. And that was a temporary command, but the permanent commands, keep on fulfilling them. And they are faqimus salah. To upqaim rakho namaz. Make sure that you make your namazes regularly, and not only make your namaz, but do it with all its requisites. Make your wuzu properly, make your namaz with all the requisites in the appropriate time, with jamaat, etc. Make your namazes correctly. Waatu zakat, or date raho zakat, and keep on giving the zakat. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, اور حکم پر چلو اللہ کے اور اس کے رسول کے. And be obedient to the commands of Allah and His Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of what you are doing. And also, your whatever private agendas you have, Allah knows them also. And whatever your niyat is and why you are doing whatever, Allah knows that also. So do it sincerely, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and establish deen in whichever way it is in front of you, the correct way.